help your servant to explain your word clearly. Open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in the gospel. And help us not just to be the hearer of your word, and help us to put what we learn into practice, so that when we see you face to face, we will be blessed by you, and not only be blessed in the future, but also be blessed right now. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Acts chapter 22, I continue to use the same topic. Should Paul go up to Jerusalem?
第22章, 使徒行傳, 牧師呢, 仍然今天的主題是, 保羅應不應該上到去耶路撒冷?
If Paul did not go up to Jerusalem, we do not know that his way of life is in agreement with his teachers, with his teaching in everywhere in Christ Jesus.
如果保罗没有去到耶路撒冷的时候，我们就不明白到保罗他自己的教导是同他自己所行的是一模一样。His
way of life agree with his teaching in every church in Christ Jesus. Because his way of life is in Christ Jesus. He followed Jesus Christ every step of his way. And his teaching agree with Jesus' teaching.
他自己所教导的，同他自己所行所作的，是同他所教导的，在每一个教会所教导的是一致的。他所教导在每一个教会所教导的，就是主耶稣所教导我们的。
I don't know what is your reaction. Okay? Roman chapter 12, verse 14, Paul say, bless those who persecute you. Do not curse them. Bless them. And that is his teaching to the church in Romans, although he hasn't been there yet.
我不知道你自己有什么反应，在罗马书十二章十四节，保罗教导我们，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。Read
it one more time.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。I
don't know about you. You know, when we read this kind of God's word, the first instinct we think, wow, this is theory. This is not theory. This is practical way of life, okay?
我唔知道你哋自己點樣諗下，當你讀到呢段嘅聖經嘅時候，你話哦呢啲理論上係咁講啫，但係唔係理論，呢啲係好實際嘅説話。You
write that down right beside here, Romans chapter 12 verse 14. You write down 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. This is Paul's ways of life in Christ Jesus. And this is also Paul's teaching to every church in Christ Jesus. His ways of life is in agreement with his teaching in every church. It is not a theory. It is his way of life. Without the Acts chapter 21 and chapter 22, we don't know this is true. Okay?
在这节的圣经罗马书十二章十四节旁边，你写着哥林多前书四章十七节，那里保罗就是怎样教导，如果没有了使徒行传二十一章二十二章的时候，我们就不能够支持到保罗他所教导我们说话是真确的。
I thank God that God used Dr. Luke to record Paul's ways of life in Christ Jesus. In Acts chapter 21, that's what I have taught 2 weeks ago. And Acts chapter 22, this is what I'm teaching right now.
我多谢路加医生，他记载了《使徒行传》。我上个星期提到《使徒行传》21章，今个星期我们就讲到22章，就记载了保罗他自己的人的生活的行为见证。
And I believe a lot of Christians, especially the saints in the Church of Corinth, they misunderstood Paul's ways of life, thinking that Paul is a stubborn man. So that's why I don't follow Paul. I follow Cephas. I follow Apollos. They don't even know what they're saying. You understand? Brother and sister, if you read the scripture, you distort the truth, you don't understand the truth, you will be destroyed, okay?
所以我相信哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹，他们都不明白保罗他的行为见证，他觉得保罗是一个环境叛逆的人，所以他说我们跟随保罗，我们跟随基法。
Timothy is his follower. When Timothy goes to the church of Corinth, Timothy is going to remind the saints in the Corinth, tell them to remember Paul's way of life in Christ Jesus. Also remember his teaching in every church. Unfortunately, in Chinese interpretation, without the word, his way of life is in agreement with his teaching. This is very, very unfortunate, okay?
在这个哥林多前书4章17节, 他这里讲到提摩太，他说提摩太你要提醒各教会纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。好可惜在中文那里没有翻译到是保罗的生活见证行为怎样跟他在各教会所教导的是一模一样。
I want you to go back to what Ken Zhou read in the First Thessalonians. That screen, could you put it back? It is very unfortunate too. You know, the Chinese translation still hasn't changed. Okay.
我哋揭翻去今日阿 Ken 帶我哋所讀嘅哥林，唔係帖撒羅尼加前書嗰度。
必將他唔係他，必將他們啊。 Okay.
嗰度係講到。
In here is those.
他們唔係淨係他。
所以你 copy and paste 嘅時候咧，加多個字，加個門字，唔係他，係他們啊 ，OK？ 呢啲咁嘅wording 啊，喺呢個 church 應該 learn it 啦，唔好再 show 呢啲出嚟啦 ，OK？ 你加多個門落去啫嘛 ，move 或 cut and paste 可以整到啫，唔係整唔到啫。唔係 change the Bible， Chinese translation is not correct， OK？ 唔係 change the Bible， OK？ Go back to the original。 language, okay? Chinese is just a translation. English is just a translation. If your translation is not in agreement with the original language, this is wrong, right? And I mentioned numerous times already, same as Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit. Anyone who worships God has to worship God in spirit and in truth. 不是心灵啊，是灵啊。 靠着神来敬拜神，靠着真理来敬拜神，不是靠着诚实来敬拜神。你以为你自己诚实，在神眼中不一定是诚实，明白吗？是用真理来敬拜神，是用灵来敬拜神，用圣灵来敬拜神。这些 wording 我已经讲了 numerous time，OK？ Okay? This is exactly what I'm trying to say. If people read the scripture, they don't understand. Let me tell you one thing. I strongly believe in second Proverbs. If we study the Bible as if we earn the money, You understand the Bible. You know how to make money. You know how to please your boss. You know how to search for the truth, right? Don't tell me you don't know how to search for the truth. The Bible says you know how to search hidden treasure. You know how to please your boss. You know how to get a pay raise. But yet, I don't understand the scripture. Come on. I'm a Chinese. My father wasn't a believer when I become a believer, right? So how come I understand scripture? I search for it as if I'm making money. I know the Bible is true. People, they don't understand, don't blame others. You blame yourself. If you are poor, you blame yourself.睇帖撒羅尼迦前書嘅弟兄姊妹都有睇路加福音十六章啦。一個人死咗，如果你唔信耶穌，你嘅靈魂喺陰間；一個人死咗，如果你信耶穌，你嘅靈魂係喺樂園。帶你翻嚟，梗係靈魂啦，仲係身體，明白嗎 ？Anyway， 呢啲嘢唔使講噶啦。OK， 快快聽，慢慢説，慢慢動怒。多啲去思想，老实讲，我话俾你听，用一句说话，不同人有不同解释嘅，但问题你解释错咗。Woe to you! Why? Second Peter 3:15， 好多人强解圣经啊，呢个系自取沉沦啊，唔好强解圣经啊，知道 what is the truth, keep the truth。And tell people, this is the truth. Okay? And then, this is the right way.
Chapter 3:15. 就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
When Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, you know what he did say?He said, God give wisdom to Paul. And yet, when people read Paul's writing and read Dr. Luke's writing, saying that Paul is a stubborn man, they don't even know what they're talking about. You understand? Slow to talk. Slow to become angry. Listen carefully before you utter anything before you say anything from your mouth, okay?
当这个彼得他被圣灵充满的时候
God give him wisdom to write the letter, the epistle to you. And everything that he say is agree with what I say. He has the opportunity to write the scripture. He humbled himself. He say,Paul is better than me. I read his writing.
他被圣灵充满的时候，他都说保罗是被圣灵充满，保罗比我自己更好，所以保罗写了这些书信出来。所以他说保罗有智慧，就写了信写了这些书信来到给你们。所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们要慢慢的说话，慢慢的动怒，我们要小心留心的去听。
What did he say? He said, Paul write the same way in all his letter. In other words, Paul's writing is in agreement with Peter's writing. That's what he's trying to say. But God give Paul special kind of wisdom. Why? Because something that Paul writing, even I myself, Peter, don't understand. You don't understand, you just say you don't understand. You don't distort the truth, man. But some people don't understand, thinking that they understand. And they distort it. And they destroy themselves. Do you get that? You get it? Then that's good. Do you get it? You get it, that's good. Okay?
彼得讲到保罗所同我所讲嘅嘢系一模一样，但系神更加俾保罗有额外嘅智慧，以致保罗所写嘅嘢连彼得佢自己都唔明白。所以当我哋唔明白嘅时候，我哋唔好因为我哋自己嘅环境，以致我哋拦阻咗呢个嘅真理。
How come Paul's writing is in agreement with Peter's writing? I want you to write beside 3:16, the same way you write that Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12, verse 11. Why? Because come from the same serpent, Jesus Christ. Paul writing is from Jesus. Peter writing from Jesus. Of course, has to be in agreement. You understand? And yet some foolish saint, foolish believers say, oh, I want to follow Paul. Oh, somebody say, I want to follow Peter. What are you talking about? You're wrong, man. You don't say things like that. Okay? You say, I want to follow Paul. That means I don't want to follow Peter, right? No, you follow Paul and you follow Peter because their writing are in agreement. Because come from the same shepherd. That shepherd is the chief shepherd. That shepherd is our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么保罗和彼得他所写的东西是一模一样呢？他们所讲论的事是一模一样呢？你们写下就是传道书十二章十一节，因为他们所讲的东西是同出一个的大牧者，这个牧者就是我们主耶稣基督。所以弟兄姊妹，我们不需要说我要跟随保罗，我要跟随彼得，因为我们两个都要跟随，因为他们是同一个灵所出的。
Now we go back Acts chapter 22, the question I'm asking you is, if you were Paul, and you know that, in Acts chapter 21, those people, they want to persecute you. I want to see, when people persecute you, I want to see, are you going to bless them, or are you going to curse them? But according to Paul's teaching, in Romans chapter 12, verse 14, and Paul spelled out very clearly, black and white, when he was so filled with the Holy Spirit. What did he say? He said, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse, bless. And this is good theory, right? It's a good teaching. But I want to see whether he did it. Man, he did it. He did it. But if he didn't go up to Jerusalem, all I say is, it's all theory. Oh, you set the standard so high, no one can follow. Don't tell me that. Paul can follow. And Paul followed that, then he tells us. 1 Corinthians 11, 1, you follow my example because I follow Jesus Christ. Then I understand what he's trying to say. Then I don't criticize the Bible. I dare not criticize his writing because he is so filled with the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you one more thing. When Jesus say, you see me, you see God. You hear me, you hear God's word. And then Paul say that, I live by faith in Jesus Christ. When you see me, you don't see me. Who do you see? You see Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, don't make any comment in all these holy apostles. They are so filled with the Holy Spirit. You understand? Do you understand? You criticize Paul, you criticize Jesus. Because it is Jesus Christ who lived in him. Okay? As a matter of fact, Jesus said the same thing. Pray for those who persecute you. And Jesus said, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Right? That's Jesus laid down the example. And then Paul, people persecute him in Acts 21, in 22. He grabbed hold of the opportunity and shared the gospel, hoping that they understand, not necessarily understand at that very moment, later on, they understand, they turn around. I follow God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This is not a theory. This is the practical way of life, right? So I think he should go up to Jerusalem. Am I right? Yeah. He should go up to Jerusalem because he show us the way. Show us how to live a holy life. Okay?
好像当我们今天看《使徒行传》第22章的时候，我记得上星期跟大家讲到21章。 保罗已经该上到去耶路撒冷，保罗已经被圣灵充满的时候，他写了罗马书12章14节，他说只要祝福不可就坐，所以如果保罗他没有行到22章的时候，我们只是可以说保罗他被圣灵充满，他所写的东西只是一些很高的理论，实际行动不可以做到出来的，但是好像保罗他跟随了主耶稣，他也都在哥林多前书 11章1节，他讲到你们要效法我，因为他效法主耶稣。所以主耶稣基督都有跟我们讲到，他说你见到我的时候就见到我的父，你听我的话的时候就是听我父的话语。同样保罗他都亦都讲到，我住在主耶稣，我藉着信心住在主耶稣基督里面。他同样教导我们，见到我们的时候就见到主耶稣基督。 所以弟兄姊妹，我哋唔好乱咁作出呢啲嘅判语。我哋只系话呢啲门徒，佢哋系被圣灵充满。我哋觉得佢所做嘅嘢系好高嘅水准，所以我哋跟唔到。所以我哋要好似保罗咁样，主耶稣基督佢教导我哋，因为佢活着，因为主耶稣基督在他里面活着。
When you see Paul, you see Jesus. That is recorded in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书2章20节, 我现在活着不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
这些说话,你不要不背,你不背,你不背这些,你都不知道你自己讲什么圣经, 你要背, 那你要humble, 你要, okay? I tell you one more. When you see Paul, you see Jesus. When you hear Paul's writing, hear Paul's word, according to 1 Corinthians 14, 37. Paul said, my writing is Jesus' command. You oppose his writing. You are opposing Jesus, man. You better watch out.
In《哥林多前书》，保罗亦都写到14章37节， 若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。 如果你们违背保罗的时候，就是违背主的命令， 所以弟兄姊妹们要小心了。
我告诉你,很多人不小心,我show给你看,OK? 原因那些人没有背圣经,背圣经他就脚软了,不背圣经就很牙刷的。 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 8, Paul said that you need to live a holy life. If you reject that, you're not rejecting me, you're rejecting God who gives you the Holy Spirit. Oh man. You don't understand the scripture. Then say, well, this guy is a proud man, man. You know, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? He say, Jesus live in me. And I live in Jesus. Now that you see me, it's not Paul. It's Jesus in me. Does it make sense?
在帖撒罗尼加前书四章八节，那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。所以很多时候我们没有背圣经，我们就说到保罗他是一个很骄傲的人，但是保罗他自己说，主耶稣基督在我里面活着，我也都在耶稣里面活着。
Paul is not a proud man, we are proud man. You understand?
保罗不是一个骄傲人，我们只是骄傲而已。
Okay, now go back to Acts chapter 25, chapter 22.
我们翻翻转头二十二章。
So when I study the Bible, I found out that, you know, Paul himself, he practiced what he preached. And he is so filled with the Holy Spirit. I give glory back to Jesus.
当我阅读圣经的时候，我知道保罗他就是讲得出，他就做得到，他是被圣灵大大的充满。
And then I say to Jesus, how you bless Paul, would you please have mercy on me and bless me in the same way?
我就跟主耶稣说，主耶稣，你怎样来到祝福保罗的时候，求主你也都大大的祝福我。
When you are being persecuted,And when people say to you, in chapter 21, verse 36, away with him. What is your response to those people who say to you, shouting, keep shouting, away with Paul? How would you respond to this audience?
当我们看回在二十一章三十六节的时候，众人大声的话，除掉他，杀死他吧。如果你是保罗，你自己被人来到这样来到去追斩囚禁的时候，你会有什么反应呢？
You think Paul didn't know that?
你以为保罗不识想吗？
Paul know that.
保罗知道。
21:36.
二十一三十六节。
And then you write, I'm sorry, 21:36.And then you write 22. After Paul finished his testimony for Jesus, you know what do they say? They raised their voices and shouting, rid the earth of him. He is not fit to live.
在二十一章三十六节的旁边，你们写低二十二章二十二节，这样的人从世上除掉他吧，他是不当活着的。
When people say rid the earth of him, away with him, how would you respond to these people?
如果你听到人家跟你说从世上除掉他吧，他是不当活着的，除掉他吧，这些说话你自己怎样有什么反应呢？
You should bless.
你应该祝福他们。
They want to destroy the life of Paul.
他们想除灭保罗。
But Paul want to save their life by preaching the gospel.
保罗愿意拯救他们，就是为这个缘故向他们传福音。
This is how Paul blessed them.
就是保罗要为他们祝福。
This is the proof according to John chapter 21. This is the proof that Paul loved Jesus by feeding his sheep. Okay?
他因为为了他们的缘故祝福他们的时候，就是保罗证明了他怎样来到去爱主耶稣。
Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me?Peter said, I love you. Then Jesus said, feed my lamb, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep. Don't tell me that you love me, but if you don't feed them, you don't share the gospel.
主耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？彼得说，我爱你。耶稣就跟他说，这样你去牧养我的羊，你去喂养我的羊，你不要说你爱我而什么都不做。
Then, I go and check Paul's life.
我就去睇下保罗嘅生命又点样咧。
You know why after the 2 Timothy chapter 4 and Timothy life turn around and willing to follow Paul？
你有冇睇到提摩太后书提摩太嘅生命点样嚟到转过嚟咧？就跟随咗保罗啦。
After writing First Timothy, Timothy hasn't repented yet. Second Timothy, and Timothy repent. Second Timothy chapter 4, take a look at what Paul saying. It's not a theory, because he himself do it. Chapter 4, verse 1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearance and his kingdom, I gave you this charge. It's very serious. This charge means command. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. You know what? When people curse you, if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you say, you try to curse me, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to go up to the barrack and I sleep overnight. And next day, I'm going to go anyway. I'm not going to talk to you. Why should I argue with you, right? No. He tell Timothy, I charge you. I command you. I order you. You have to preach the word of God in season and out of season. And he himself did it, right? That's not a theory. Because he's so filled with the Holy Spirit. It is not Paul himself who's leaving now. It is Jesus Christ. He's so filled with it. He's controlling him already. You understand? And then when I see that, I say, he should go to Jerusalem. So as to prove the whole, just like, should I buy this or should I buy that? I window shopping, I look at that. Wow, this looks good. Good deal. I like it. I'm going to buy it, right? Jesus Christ sold the best in front of you. You take a look. This is the one who is so filled with the Holy Spirit, and he followed me all the way. Should you follow him? Yes, I should, right? I like this kind of Bible because I check him out. Don't tell me theory. Tell me practical way of life, right? Leave it out to me, and then you say, follow me, because I follow Christ. I like that. Don't tell me, 打咗灯转右睇, and then you tell me to follow you, give me a break, right?
在提摩太前书那里，提摩太那时还未有生命改变，但是他写提摩太后书四章一节的时候，他就已经有生命改变了。我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的角度，祝福你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。所以我们这里看到好像保罗他都是被圣灵充满，他讲到我只是为人祝福，不会去咒诅人的。所以如果当在使徒行传二十一章二十一节的时候，那人说要除掉他杀掉他的时候，他可以自己上到营楼那里去睡觉，睡一晚，第二早上起身他就可以走出来，没问题了。但是他为着爱我们的缘故，他就去为这些人来到传福音，来到去讲福音给他们听。所以保罗他讲得出就做得到，他不是再为自己而活，他是因为主耶稣基督活在他里面。所以你 问我保罗应不应该上耶路撒冷，当然保罗要去上耶路撒冷。他这样做的时候，就给我们看到他真是跟随主耶稣。他所讲的东西不是只是理论，他是可以能够实行到出来的。
Paul served God with great patience. Paul served God with gentleness in heart and with great humility, served God with tears. And he served God with careful instruction.He don't say what he like to say. He just say what Jesus want him to say. He watch his doctrine. He watch out his teaching. He, first of all, watch out his life first. He beat himself so that his body submit to him. so that he followed Jesus all the way and let other people see that. And this is the way to go.
提摩太后书四章二节，保罗佢服侍系用百般嘅忍耐，各样嘅教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。佢亦都系有一个谦卑嘅心，佢流泪嘅嚟到向人传福音。
Let's go back to Acts chapter 22. Let's hear how he witnessed for Jesus. He's a humble man. Take a look. Verse 2, when they heard him speak to them in Hebrew, not Aramaic, in Hebrew, in footnotes in NIV say Hebrew, and a Chinese translation also say Hebrew, they became very quiet. Then Paul said, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city under Gamaliel. I was thoroughly trained in the law of our father and was just as zealous for God as any of you today. He identified himself with his Jewish brother. He said, I am just like one of you. And I did exactly what you have done. I persecuted the follower of this way, just like you are now persecuting me to the death. Arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison, just exactly what you are doing. As also the high priest and all the council can testify that I did it. I even obtained letter. I even more zealous than you. I obtained letter from high priest, from council, to their brothers in Damascus, and went there to bring these people as prisoner to Jerusalem to be punished. This is who I am before I know Jesus. He didn't exalt himself. He humble and telling the truth.
在二十二章第二节，他说：众人听他说的是希伯来话，他不是用这个阿伯拉文跟他们讲，是用希伯来文跟他们讲，就更加安静了。保罗说：我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大数，长在这城里，在加马列门下，按着我们祖宗严严的律法受教，而今侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都锁拿下监。这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我作见证的。我又领了他们达谕弟兄的书信。他这里讲到他比他们现今这班人更加有热心，因为他真的写了些书信送往大马士革去，要摆在那里奉这道的人所拿，带到耶路撒冷受刑。
Do you know why Timothy, he used to be the senior pastor in the church of Ephesus, you know why Timothy throw the towel and don't want to be a pastor anymore?
你知不知道为什么提摩太以前是这个教会 的牧师，为什么现在提摩太不再做牧师呢？
哪个教会啊？
听不到。
Ephesus 是吗？
Ephesus, 以弗所。
小声一点啊，那个 speaker 太大而已，不需要那么大而已， right? 啊？怎样说？What's the reason why Timothy threw the towel, don't want to be the pastor in Ephesus? Because those people, he preached the gospel, tried to persecute him. And then Paul write there, 1 Timothy, listen to what Paul said. Chapter 1, verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he consider me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. After Paul saying that, he cannot help but giving thanks to God, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul encouraged Timothy, when people persecute you, don't worry. I persecute other people too. Now I'm helping you. Right? But Timothy don't understand. After 2 Timothy, he understood. He said, okay, I go for it. We have to be patient. Sometimes the first letter is so clear already. People don't understand. They still don't understand. You cannot force him to understand. Give him time. Okay? And eventually, they will understand.
所以保罗他在提摩太前书1章12节1-17节的时候，他鼓励提摩太，他说你当被人受逼迫的时候，你不需要气馁，你要保罗都是用耐心慢慢地来到去教导提摩太。提摩太前书的时候，提摩太都还未能够明白保罗的心肠肺腑。他保罗跟他说，你不用担心你被人逼迫的时候。 我以前就是来到去逼迫这些弟兄姊妹，教会里面的弟兄姊妹，所以第一篇的时候，提摩太都仍然未能够明白，到提摩太后书的时候，提摩太就明白了。
You can look at the left, look your, go ahead. The only reason why you have more faith because you understand the scripture. Because faith comes from the hearing of the word of God.
Yeah, but understand doesn't mean that you can follow, okay? You understand that, okay? You cannot follow, you don't have faith.
No, that's not true. I'll tell you why. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. People say, I understand, I know God, and yet don't follow. You don't know him. You don't understand. You understand, you follow. The reason why you don't follow because you don't understand. That's why I try to answer this one, and you ask the question on the left side. We are standing here. We can look at our own flesh. You look at our own flesh, you follow Timothy. I throw the towel. Forget it. I can look at Jesus. Then I say, I keep on doing it. Because most of the time, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you look at your own flesh. That's why Romans 8:6, if your mind controlled by your own flesh, that is death. If the mind controlled by Jesus Christ, controlled by the Spirit, there's life and peace. You can look at your own flesh, but you have no peace within your heart. You know that you're not following Jesus. You keep doing your own thing. You're not believing Jesus. A lot of people come to the church, they're not believing Jesus. They thought they believed Jesus. Jesus said, you're not believing me.
So,
如果你跟随主耶稣的时候，你就有生命平安。当你尝试去跟随你自己的肉体的时候，你自己明明知道，因为你是心里面是没有平安的。
我给个例子你啦，马太福音25章，左边是山羊，右边是绵羊。山羊和绵羊有什么分别啊？哦，一个服侍弟兄姊妹，爱弟兄姊妹，见到他病我探望他，我见到他软弱我帮助他。另外一个话我见不到 Jesus， I don't see Jesus， You don't see Jesus， You don't serve them， You don't see Jesus， You don't understand， Then you go to hell。 山羊就 go to hell， This is exactly what， 但是 他看不到就看不到。 you cannot force them， Because they don't read the scripture， It's only God's word， OK。I don't think that's important. They don't study. When you see that, oh, Jesus said, if you serve the least among the brother, you're serving me. You serve me, then you go to kingdom of God. You don't serve me, you go to where Satan and his follower are, hell. It's very clear.Brother and sister, let me tell you one thing. We better understand Acts chapter 22. We better understand. Because in his testimony, he's not only telling us, how can I be saved? In Acts chapter 22, he also telling us, how can we receive glory? How can we receive glory? And some people say to me,I only want eternal life, I don't want glory. You know, I'm telling you. You say, I only want eternal life, I don't want glory. You may not even have eternal life. Okay? Because they come hand in hand. Don't tell me, oh, yeah, I look at the corn, I only want this side, I don't want the other side. You cannot split that. You don't departmentalize the Bible. You take one, or you take all. You lose one, you lose them all.Because the mind controlled by the flesh is death. And the mind controlled by the Holy Spirit is life and peace. It's no other way. Okay? And we love to departmentalize because we have specialization. Oh, you know, this is the special area of my practice in the medicine. I only know this.And you think you interpret the Bible in the same way. No, you don't interpret the Bible the same way. Okay? The Bible says the mission starts from your own home. The Bible also says that the mission starts with the Word of God. You know what? Do you know why Jesus Christ do not allow Peter to write 1 and 2 Peter in the early part of his ministry? Because a lot of his preaching are not as good.You understand? Jesus Christ cannot use him. The moment he's willing to carry the cross, to suffer for Jesus, then you're fit to preach the gospel. A lot of people are not fit to preach the gospel. They don't preach this even better. The moment they preach it, they cause people to stumble. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Start from your own home, because your own home, your children know that you love them. Start from your own home first. And this is the best way. Because the gospel is starting from Jerusalem,Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world. Start from your own home. If you cannot preach to your own children, don't tell me you can preach to others. Your children look at you, they know you. They know how much you know the God's word. Right? Start from your own home. You know what? You want to grow the church? I can grow the church double the size. If you understand Acts chapter 22, we share to our kinsmen, to our own relative, to our neighbor. Next week, double the size already. We don't do that. We say we are saved. Thanks God for blessing me, giving me job, giving me this and that. They don't care about others. They don't persecute you, and yet Paul being persecuted, and yet Paul blessed them. Can you see a difference? One look at their own flesh, one look at Jesus. What are we looking at? What are we controlled? Are we controlled by our own flesh, or are we controlled by the Holy Spirit? How can I be controlled by the Holy Spirit if I don't even study the Bible? According to John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus said, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. Doesn't give you anything. And cause you to death. The very word that I spoke to you, they are spirit and they are life. If I'm not willing to study the scripture to be filled with the word of God, then how can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Could you tell me how? You understand what I'm trying to say? Do some homework first. Okay? That's why I keep saying, brother and sister, don't be lazy. How you make the money? You, using the same way, search for it as for hidden treasure, look for it as for silver. Then you understand what it means by fear of the Lord and knowing God. Chapter 2, verse 5, Proverbs. Other way? No. We tell people believe, and your friends say, why should I believe? Then you got nothing to say already. You got nothing to say already. You know what I mean? Especially the people, you know, talk back to you, tell you, shut up. Then I shut up. Right? Anyway, they say, away with him, rid the earth of him. He's not fit to live, and yet he still preaches. That's what I mean. He preached the word of God in season and out of season. 得时不得时，他都传这个人。这个人, when he tells you something, he did it. But if you don't study the scripture, you don't know he did it. You think that he's stupid. He shouldn't have preached. He's getting himself trouble. Then you convince yourself, I'm not going to preach. You understand?
留在家安静啦, 多些时间, 等神跟你讲话啦, 走来走去没用的, 你一定要安静啊, 你安静听到神跟你讲话, 你就搞定的啦, OK? 没办法啦, 有什么办法啦, 没quick fix的, 赚钱都不会quick fix的, 今天你能够买些东西这么贵这么漂亮, 你平时储了很多，不是今日的事情，是之前的事情。今日你能够讲到讲得清楚，不是今日的事情，不是今日你睇圣经啊，是之前你已经点样啊，预备咗啊。企鹅只能够可以攞食物俾儿女打开口，因为佢去到海洋嗰度点样啊，晚食晚食啊，然后攞翻出嚟啊，明白吗？ 你里面都冇嘢，今日你两个说话打低咗你啊？点解咁多传道人俾人赶咗之后，佢话我唔做牧师啊 ？You know why? They're just like us, being persecuted. They say throw the towel, forget it. I'm not going to preach.
唔好咁样做啊！你咁样做，现在你仲未明圣经啊！唔好咁样啊
！Please, please don't do that. 问题就系呢家你 mentally 要 agree 咗先，人哋 action 先会 change 咗。 Mentally, 你都唔agree, 明白? I don't agree with you, I don't buy that. Oh, don't buy it.
Man, what can I say? You don't buy it, then nothing I can say. I walk away, right?
你最紧要自己 buy it first.
I believe this is word of God. So help me God, fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can do it.
我见到 Paul 咁样做啊, 我话 Jesus,
you have mercy on him, could you have mercy on me? How you enlighten him, open his mind that he can understand, open my mind, I can understand.
知唔知人嘅眼睛系唔系开一次啊？要开好多次。
你知唔知道啊？呢个撒旦魔鬼啊，喺哥林多后书四章第四节，弄瞎一啲唔信人嘅心眼。信主嘅唔系样样都信嘅，佢信佢自己中意信嘅嘢，有啲佢唔信嘅，唔信啦，你眼就盲噶啦，你眼盲啊，有排等啊你，好惨啊！我哋眼盲，你一定要 confess before God。Okay, I write that down to you. Isaiah 42:18-21. You have to confess it before God. God, I am your servant. And yet I'm blind. I'm blind. 如果冇 blind, 教会已经增长咗啦。We are blind. We are deaf. And we cannot speak. I mean the word of God. 冇人瞎眼，冇人耳聋，冇人哑巴，好似佢个仆人。多唔多仆人？好多仆人啦、啊。但系聋嘅，系盲嘅，系哑嘅，系讲唔到嘢嘅。嗌交就好多嘢讲啊，讲神嘅说话冇嘢讲嘅。咁惨噶我哋。讲是非啊！边个跌倒啊？我哋周围同佢传啊！但福音我哋唔去传，同唔同意啊？我哋软弱到咁嘅地步，点解会咁嘅地步啊？就系哥林多后书四章第四节，我哋俾呢个世界嘅神啊，弄瞎咗我心眼。I done the wrong thing. I didn't do God's word. Okay? And go back to Acts chapter 22. Paul did not exhort himself. He said, now you persecute me, you say away from me. Hey man, I did the same thing. I did exactly the same thing. As a matter of fact, I'm more zealous in doing that, persecuting all the believers. You know why? And then he said that, I acted out of ignorance and out of unbelief.Because I don't believe, so that's why my eye is blinded by Satan. And I thought I served God. Actually, I served Satan. And I want to mention one thing to you. On the left is the one filled with the evil spirit. They are the audience. On the right is Paul. He's filled with the Holy Spirit. And these are the battle. It's fighting. You are not fighting with the flesh.You're fighting with the evil spirit through the power of the Holy Spirit. The evil spirit blinded their mind, blinded their heart, tell them not to believe. The evil spirit tell them, say, this Paul doesn't fit to live. Destroy him. And take a look. John 10:10a. The thief, Satan come, is to steal, kill, and destroy.That's exactly what they're doing the will of Satan. But Jesus Christ said, I come to give you life and give you abundance. This is what Paul is doing. It is a spiritual battle. To share the gospel is a spiritual battle. That's why Paul said, I fought a good fight. Why? Because I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm filled with God's word. And whereas,The audience, they are so filled with the evil spirit. But Pastor John, where does it say Paul filled with the Holy Spirit? No, the Acts chapter 22 didn't say that. But I know that through his action. If he do things out of his own flesh, he can't do that, right? Tooth for tooth, eye for eye. You say, I wave with me, then I say, I wave with you too. Right? Then I know.I'm filled with the evil spirit. I'm not filled with the Holy Spirit. When people say, I wave with you, and you still bless them by telling them the good news, you say, hey, brother and sister, I understand where you're coming from. I'm just like one of you. I'm more even zealous to you. I'm a violent man, he said to Timothy. I'm blasphemer. 我亵渎神。我要人讲你亵渎神的说话。And I'm a persecutor. I'm more severe than you.And yet now my life changed. What about your life? You understand? And yet they say, Oh, rid the earth of him. Right? But you know what? Although they say rid the earth of him, I get more comfort. They say, this is really a godly man. If I feel bitter, I say, then this is my fault. I want to follow Paul. Right? You know what? Every time you read the Bible, just like you look at the mirror, you look at yourself. You say, wow, Jesus, will you please forgive me? Because I didn't follow the very footstep of Paul's example. The reason why he can do it, because he's so filled with the Holy Spirit, right? And I want to do the same thing. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Could you help me? Right? You know what happened in Acts chapter 1? The first step is listen to what Jesus said. Don't leave Jerusalem. Second thing, pray until you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you have power to witness for me. Paul is the one who has power to witness for Jesus. Is it good? And I want to follow this. This is excellent. This is excellent. You know? Yeah, that's so good.
《使徒行传》二十二章，牧师就讲到，其实就有两方面，左边嘅就系呢个邪灵，右边就系被圣灵充满。左边就系呢一班嘅听众，右边就系保罗嚟到向佢哋传福音。所以保罗话：我以前都系大发热心，我以为系侍奉神事，保罗当时咧就系侍奉呢个嘅撒旦魔鬼。佢因为佢逼迫神佢自己嘅弟兄姊妹。神自己嘅信徒，所以喺呢度我哋睇到其实有一个属灵嘅争战，就系神嘅圣灵嚟到去争战呢个嘅邪灵。喺当中，喺约翰福音十章十节，其实撒旦嘅工作就系要嚟到做呢个毁灭嘅工作。喺呢度圣经讲到约翰福音十章十节，而主耶稣嚟到就要我哋得生命，并且得得更丰盛。而呢啲盗贼来咧，就要嚟到偷窃、杀害同埋毁坏，所以我哋呢度睇到呢两方面喺当中嘅争战。所以当保罗仲继续向佢传福音嘅时候，牧师话呢度我哋点知道保罗佢系被圣灵充满咧？喺二十二章佢冇特别嘅讲到，但系我哋藉着保罗嘅行为，佢自己嘅行动作为，我哋知道佢冇以眼还眼，以眼还眼。佢就係更加為佢哋傳福音，將呢啲祝福並冇咒助嚟到俾呢班嘅人。
In verse 6, about noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And who are you, Lord?I asked, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. He replied, My companion saw the light. I want to circle the word, but they do not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. You don't understand? Then your life will not be changed. Paul understood, then his life was changed.You see the same thing? We all read the Bible. Some understood, some misunderstood. Some life was changed, some life remained to be the same. It is a matter of whether you understand what you read, what you see. Does it make sense?
在这里六节，他这里说，我将到大马士革正走的时候，若在响午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？我回答说：主啊，你是谁？他说：我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有明白；你哋圈住却没有明白那位对我说话的声音。我哋弟兄姊妹，好多时我哋有人听见就明白，有人听见仍然唔明白，系同原本一样嘅。
Verse 10. If you truly understood the voice of Jesus, who was speaking to you, if you truly understood, then you will ask,
what Paul asked, what shall I do, Lord?
第十节，我说主啊，我当做什么？如果你真系好似去到第九节，好似保罗佢真正明白嘅时候，佢就会好似第十节回应主耶稣，佢话主啊，我当做什么
？You understood, then you are safe. You truly understood, then you will ask, what shall I do, Lord?
你明白嘅时候，你就会去做。然之后你真真正正明白嘅时候，你就会问主：我当做什么
？Take a look at another preacher called John. First John chapter 3 verse 23. What is God command? Is a corn. One corn with two sides. Side number one, to believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ. And another side of the corn, what shall I do? After you believe, then you love one another.
牧师用约翰一书三章二十三节嚟到再同我哋解释，好似一个银仔有两面，第一面就系要我哋信佢儿子耶稣基督嘅名。你明白咗之后，咁你做乜嘢呢？就系要我哋嚟到彼此相爱。
God command is singular。
神嘅命令系单数。
A corn has both sides。
一个银仔有两面。
A lot of Christians, they don't read the Bible, they misunderstood God's will.
有些人读圣经的时候，他就不明白神的旨意。
They say, I believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ.
他说我相信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
And I'm safe.
我就得到拯救。
And yet, I don't love one another.
我就不彼此相爱。
I want you to write it down.
你寫低
Revelation
啟示錄
Chapter 2
第二章
1 and 7
1至7節
Jesus Christ said to the pastor of the church of Ephesus, One thing I will build you because you forsaken the first love. That means you used to believe in God, you used to love one another, but now you don't love anymore. You don't love anymore,You cannot even enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督责备以弗所嘅教会，佢话你哋以前系彼此相爱，但系你哋而家就冇啦。
Could you turn to Revelation? Chapter 2, verse 4.I hold this against you, against the pastor of the church of Ephesus. You forsaken your first love. Forsaken your first love, that means disobey God's command. Do not love one another. And Jesus said, I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent.And do the things that you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. And verse 7. He who hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcome, that means who love one another now, I will give the right to eat the tree of life.You know what? You say, oh, I believe in the name of the Son of Jesus Christ, but now I don't love brother and sister anymore. You know what? You cannot eat the fruit of the tree of life. That means you go to hell. Am I right? How can it be clearer than that? And yet people still don't understand. You know what? When I started this church, I preached Revelation.And I encourage brother and sister, keep on reading it.
until you understand. You know what? If people understand, they won't be like that. But I just serve him with great patience. I just wait. I just wait. Oh, are you preaching another gospel? No, I'm not preaching another gospel. Revelation was written by John. First John chapter 3 verse 22 also written by John. His preaching is consistent. Am I right? Salvation is not by work. Salvation is by grace. But when you are saved, I want you to write it down. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, and following. Keep reading it. I explain to you. Paul said that, do not receive grace from God in vain. Do not receive God's grace in vain. That means you believe in Jesus Christ, believe the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. Do not believe it in vain. Do not receive God's grace in vain. Love one another. Serve Him. How did He serve Him? Starting verse 3. Starting verse 3. Rather, as servant of God, we commend ourselves in every way. In what? Keep going. Chapter 4. Chapter 6, verse 4. Keep going. In great endurance, in trouble, in hardship, in distress. I just use one word. Carry your own cross and follow Jesus. Love one another. I want you to write it down. I want to see whether you understand. Love one another, that is in chapter 3, 1 John, verse 23. And I want you to write it down, 3:16, chapter 3, verse 16, 1 John. What does it mean by love one another? Love one another, that means you follow Jesus because Jesus loves us. You carry your own cross. Does it make sense, right? How can you love another if you don't carry the cross? Just how? Tell me how. How can you love one another if without carrying the cross? You cannot love one another but without carrying the cross. Because the Bible says, Do you see that? This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. He carried His own cross. And we ought to lay down our life for our brother. The pastor did not want to lay down his life for the congregation. When people persecute him, he walked away. He walked away. You walk away, eh? Then you can't even enter the kingdom of God, to eat the fruit of the tree of life. Right? 很多人以为信耶稣就有永生，不用做其他嘢。唔知道保罗话唔好徒受主嘅恩典，现在喺越立嘅时候，现在拯救嘅日子，拯救咗你之后，你背十字架，你跟从佢。 唔好相信你自己中意相信嘅嘢，查清楚你信啲咩嘢，免得将来你话林牧师，点解你唔讲清楚俾我听？我讲得好清楚噶啦，你觉得我系异端噶咋？我唔系异端啊，你先系异端啊！保罗所有嘅 writing 都系咁样噶。 讲完得救咗之后，佢教我哋点样做嘅。你睇佢 testimony，Act chapter 22 又系咁样啊。首先教你点样得救先，点样教得救啊 ？The Lord，what did he call Jesus？What did he call Jesus？Lord，Lord mean Roman 10:9-10。 If anyone confess with his mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, then you are saved. Then you are saved now, right? But after that, when you confess Jesus is your Lord, that means you are his what? You are his servant. But you call boss, you're my boss, but I ignore what you say. I want to see when you're going to be fired. I just want to know. These are very simple knowledge. Everyone should understand. Don't call your boss is boss and then you ignore his teaching. Ignore his command. He tells you to do this, you don't do it. Give me a break. In a stormy economy like this, you are the first one to get fired. The first one. When you call Jesus Lord, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Then you are saved. You have eternal life. But after that, I want you to write it down. Right beside Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, you write down Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who call me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, only those who do the will of the Father. So that's why Paul say, what should I do? Ananias, tell him, what should you do? Ananias say that, you are the one who see Jesus. You are the one who understand God's will. And you are the one who preach God's word. That is God's will for Paul. He has to do it. And people say, don't go up to Jerusalem. That means tell him not to do God's will. You understand what I'm trying to say? You tell him not to do God's will, you're not loving him. You try to destroy his life. Going up to Jerusalem, that means he proved to Jesus and prove to the whole world, I love Jesus. Because he wants me to go up to Jerusalem, I go up to Jerusalem.
He said, 要佢嚟到向呢啲嘅外邦人嚟到传福音。如果弟兄姊妹问到，咁保罗应唔应该去耶路撒冷？如果保罗唔去耶路撒冷嘅时候，就系佢冇遵循神嘅旨意，就神嘅心意就系要佢去到耶路撒冷，为多人嚟到去作呢个嘅见证。
信咗耶稣要唔要做啲嘢嘅？你听保罗点样讲？以弗所书2:8-9，信咗主，跟住仲有咩啊？10，我们源自他的工作在基督耶稣里造成，为要叫我们行善。对于保罗来讲，行善就是怎样啊？明白主的旨意，将主的旨意写得清清楚楚明白，然后传讲神的旨意。不要走自己走的道路，因为主耶稣为什么要将他的话语告诉你听？将他的话语告诉你听，然后你就 pick and choose 的，我要传这些不传那些，这样啊，你根本都不懂神的话语。神说我不会给你知道，我不会给你知道。OK， 他越嚟越知道神的旨意，点解啊？俾咗少少佢就去做。啊，你咁忠心啊，俾少少你去做啊，我再俾多啲你。所以佢越嚟越明白噶。唔系话圣灵充满就突然间明白噶。OK， 你要自己。唔使讲咩嘢啊！呢家见到好多买 lottery 嗰啲人啊，突然间暴富啊，发咗财啊，佢 keep 唔到啊，佢个 life even more miserable。要 train 嘅 ，takes time 嘅。人系 dreaming 嘅，人只中意幻想，唔中意睇下圣经里边神点样讲。保罗所讲所有嘅圣经啊。得救是恩典，但得救了之后不要徒受主的恩典，要侍奉，要行善，要做神要你做的事，你一定要寻求神的旨意。到底在神的旨意里面，他叫我活着，你要我这个人活在这里，在这个时刻活着，究竟我有没有做到主要我做的事？我告诉你，这件事不只是保罗说，
约翰讲得好清楚的，四章三十四节在约翰福音，耶稣说我的食物，食物即是维持他的生命，就是遵行天父的旨意并且作成他的功。耶稣是遵行天父的旨意，所以保罗问 What shall I do？ 阿拿尼亚就说你遵行天父的旨意。竟然那班门徒说你不要上耶路撒冷，不要遵行天父的旨意。所以其实好，其实告诉你教会其实很可怜，以前那些领袖一样是这样，现在领袖不是这样啊。 Same thing， 已经跟保罗了，已经 right， 还要教保罗怎样做。保罗说 Why break my heart？Right？ 保罗很 humble 啊，冇话 Satan away from me，right？ they acting like Satan too，right？ Tell him not to go up to Jerusalem，right？ 好惨啊！教会就系咁嘅光景啊，所以我哋要自己背咗十字架先啦，冇办法噶。OK？ 以弗所教会嘅启示录第二章嗰个牧师啊，唔肯背十字架，失去起初爱心啊，失去啊，生命树果子你都吃唔到。得胜才可以吃到，你失败了嘛，你不 repent 嘛，没得吃，没得吃即是什么意思啊？亚当夏娃没得吃，那是怎样啊？九百几岁就死了 Dead Right？ 其实还有什么可以 make it clear 呢？其实问题就是基督徒就是我们问回自己，你想不想明白圣经先？你想不想明白？你问自己一句说话，你想花点时间啊？这个牧师讲这些道跟其他牧师不同， I'm going to check him out. Check out from Peter, check out from John, check out from another writing of Paul, check out from Jeremiah, check out from Isaiah. 你就知道 wow, this is God's truth. 弟兄姊妹，我 spend 了很多时间来 check. I still want, I want an easy way too, right?Why should I preach the cross? Why should I preach the cross? Without the cross, there's no future for us. No future. Paul said that in Romans chapter 8, verse 18.The cross, the present suffering, is not worth comparing with the future glory that will be revealed to us. You won't see it now, you will see it in the future. And if you think you are a believer of Jesus, that means you are children of God. 8:16. How do I know I am children of God? Because the Holy Spirit within my spirit say to me,that I am children of God. If you are children of God, then you are heir of God. Not only heir of God, you are co-heir with Jesus Christ. If you share in his suffering right now, you're going to share in his glory. Salvation and glory cannot be separated. But people say, oh, I only want eternal life. I don't want the other thing. I want to live a happy life now.But you know what? You live a happy life, you think it's happy, within your heart, you know that you don't have peace. You don't have peace. Because the Holy Spirit will not give you peace. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is peace. Love, joy, peace. You're against the Holy Spirit, you have no peace within your heart. The moment you submit to Jesus, then the peace comes into your heart. On top of that,If you live according to your own flesh, the moment before you die, you don't have peace. Because you know you haven't finished God's work. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, know His will, and do it, prepare in advance, you have peace. Those people who do not save up enough money thinking that the government will raise, thinking that the government will support them, when they retire, they have no peace.But those people who prepare in advance, they have peace. Doesn't matter what happened, they have peace. Does it make sense? Say after me, salvation is by grace. But after I'm saved,
Don't receive God's favor in vain. Start serving Him. Does it make sense? Do good work. Does it make sense?
在这个罗马书八章十八节他说，保罗讲到，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。所以我们要相信主耶稣基督，我们就成为他的儿女。圣灵会告诉我们，我们是神自己的儿女。我们不单止是他的儿女，我们也都是他的后嗣。我们与基督一同作神的后嗣。如果我们现今与基督因同受苦的时候，我们将来也都与他一同得这个荣耀。我们现在要知道我们心里面有这个平安。我们圣灵所结的果子，其中里面有爱、有喜乐和有平安。所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在要来到去跟从神的话语，我们要跟随圣灵，我们要好好首先预备我们自己。如果我们临死的时候，我们一路以来都是跟随我们的肉体，当我们要面对死亡的时候，我知道我们心里面会没有平安，因为我们一路以来没有预备我们的自己的心来到去迎接神。
Acts chapter 22 verse 10, What shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up.
我当做什么？
Get up, the Lord said.Go into Damascus, there you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. Do you know what? Each and every one of us, Jesus Christ has already assigned something for you to do. You don't do it, you are in deep trouble. Right beside to do, right beside to do, is to do God's will. I want you to write it down, right beside to do. You write down John, 4:34. If Jesus has to do it, who are you not to do it? You write down Romans 8:29-30. Those who God know, foreknow, and God predestined. Predestined each and every one of us, no exception. All believer has to follow the very footstep of Jesus Christ. If Jesus has to do God's will,we all have to do God's will. So that's why Paul has to do God's will. Jesus has already assigned you to do certain things. And that's why Matthew recorded what Jesus said. Not everyone who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God. Only the one who do the will of the Father. Only the one who do the will of the Father will enter the kingdom of God. And you write down 2 Timothy.Chapter 4, 6 to 8. Did Paul say that? I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept my faith. Did he do God's will? He did it. Brother and sister, all we need is just memorize this. We know that this is God's truth.You say, you tell Jesus, Lord, and yet you are the boss. You yourself is the Lord of Lords. You call him Lord, that means you are his servant. Follow him. Do it. Right? Do something.
在这里跟着他说，保罗说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来，进大马士革去。在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你，做的一切事呢度就系讲到要跟随神嘅旨意嚟到去做。喺呢度侧边，大家写低约翰福音四章三十四节，跟住罗马书八章二十九三十节，马太福音七章二十一节，写低提摩太后书四章六至八节呢啲嘅经文。
Verse 11, my companion led me by the hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light has blinded me. You know what? The brilliance of the light has blinded Paul only, but didn't blind his companion. And his companion see the light and did not understand the voice of Jesus. And so that's why their light wasn't changed. Only Paul's light was changed.
verse 12. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there, living in Damascus. He stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said to me, this is God's will for Paul to do. Listen, that, you know, Paul remembered that. Then he said, the God of our Father has chosen you to know his will. You know what? No one apostle revealed God's will to the believer as clear as Paul. I want you to write down, God has chosen you to know his will, to know his will, right beside to know his will. You write down 1 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse 16. The latter part of verse 16. But we have the mind of Christ. Paul has the mind of Christ. Paul knows God's will. The God of our Father has chosen you to know his will. And then he makes his will known to us. Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, 1 Corinthians. When I came to you, brother, I did not come with eloquency or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the mystery of God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's God's will. The reason why Jesus Christ can do God's will and allow the Roman soldier to crucify him because he's so filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus wasn't filled with the evil spirit as the Jewish believer believed. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, so that's why he can finish God's will. And Paul preached about that. No one disciple to know God's will as much as Paul, okay? That's why Peter say, God give him wisdom, okay? That's true.
在这里第十二节,他说那里有一个人, 这里再翻前，他说我因那光的荣耀不能看见，同行的人就拉着我手进了大马士革。所以这个光只是保罗见到，以致保罗的那对眼都盲了。但是因为这样的缘故，保罗的生命就得到改变，同他同行的人，他们的大光没影响他们，所以那班人就生命得不到改变。第十二节，那里有一个人名叫阿拿尼亚。 按着律法是虔诚人，唯一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。他来见我，站在旁边对我说：兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。我当时往上一看，就看见了他。他又说：我们的祖宗的神拣选了你。这里拣选了他，叫保罗明白他的旨意，明白神的旨意。你在这里写低哥林多前书 2:16节的后半段，这里就说因为保罗有基督的心了，去回哥林多前书那里，又得见那异者，听他口中所出的声音，还有写低哥林多前书2:1至2节。弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用公然大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意， 在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。所以彼得都讲到神比保罗有额外的智慧来到写这些书信。
I just want to encourage Ken Zhou sharing his father go through suffering and then come to know the word of the Lord. I think Paul is the same thing.
想再继续鼓励Ken弟兄，因为他父亲患病，向他传福音的时候，他父亲就得着这些话语的鼓励。
Suffering, including blinded. Paul was blinded.
Then Paul know God. And then Paul keep on suffering. Carry the cross to go to Jerusalem. Then he know God even better. At first, when he was blinded, he was moved by the Holy Spirit to know God. Now he's moved by the same Holy Spirit to know God even better. If he didn't know this truth, to know God even better, if he didn't know that truth, he won't write like this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 18. He prayed for the saints of the Ephesus, that the glorious Father will give them what? Give them the spirit of wisdom and spirit of revelation, so that they know Jesus, they know God better. Knowing is not good enough. Has to be know better. Has to be improving. Has to be growing. He knows the benefit of knowing God. He also knows the benefit of knowing God better. And take a look at Philippians chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like Jesus in his death, so that somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead.
和腓立比書三章十節，使我認識基督，曉得他復活的大能，並且曉得和他，就是指耶穌基督一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以從死裏復活。Chapter
3, verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose spirit I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that come from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that come from God, and that is by faith.
翻去前面第八、第九節，不但如此，我也將萬事當作有損的，因我已認識我主基督耶穌為至寶。我為他已經丟棄萬事，看作糞土，為要得著基督，並且得以在他裡面，不是有自己因律法而得的義，乃是有信基督的義，就是因信神而來的義。
Paul not only just want to know God. In verse 10, I want to know Christ, and I want to know the power of his resurrection, and I want to know the fellowship of sharing in his suffering. You know? And then he say, chapter 3, verse 17, he say, join with others in following my example. He say, a lot of people follow me. He encouraged the Philippians, join with all the other people in following my example. Brothers, take notes of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. Take a look at the consequences of them. And then verse 18, for as I have often told you before, and now say it again with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. They don't want to carry the cross. They don't want to do the will of God. Verse 19, I want you to write that down.
their destiny is destruction. Their destiny is destruction. Is it same as Revelation chapter 2, verse 7? To those who overcome can eat the fruit of the tree of life. But for those who do not overcome, who keep doing what they want to do, they cannot eat the fruit of the tree of life. Am I right? If you cannot eat the fruit of the tree of life, that means you follow your flesh. Your flesh leads to destruction. So Romans chapter 8, verse 6, 體貼肉體就是死，體貼肉體就是不肯背十字架而已嘛。 保罗说我流泪讲俾你听，你要背十字架。但系呢家传道人唔传呢啲嘢啫，传下个星期嗰啲人都唔嚟啊。佢就系想你嚟啫嘛，你得唔得救系你个问题啊。Right？你听咗咁多年道啊，收音机好多道听啦，电视机都好多道听啦。你话俾我听，你听过边个传道人同你讲？ 唔背十字架会死啊！除咗你圣经里面听到，明白吗？唔好俾人呃噶，唔好俾人呃噶，自己去睇圣经啊！唔系净系一本圣经系咁样讲啊，本本都系咁样讲啊！同唔同意啊？啊，总而言之啦，每一个人都有自己嘅主意。 I do my own will, you do your own will, and then we all go to hell. When we do the will of Him who sent me, then I go to heaven with glory. 就係咁簡單. Jesus do the will of the Father who sent Him and to finish it. Paul do the will of Jesus Christ and finish it. How do I know He finished it? I fought the good fight. I finished the race. And I kept my faith. Right? He not only do it, he finish it, right? 我话俾你听啊，彼得啊唔想背十字架嘅，耶稣同佢讲啊喺约翰福音廿章，佢话你年老你先肯背，所以佢年少啊冇资格写圣经，佢冇资格，因为免得佢写嘅嘢啊唔系 Jesus 所要佢写嘅嘢，明白吗？整本圣经要人点乜嘢啊？到最后点样啊？唔好徒受主嘅恩典，要点样话？ 要背十字架，你自己再翻去再 do some homework 啦，做 do some assignment，pick 任何一本书，你可以揾到你嘅 answer，any book，even 啊 ，Jesus 同 Peter 讲啊，同埋佢 disciple，16:24-25，anyone who want to follow me has to deny himself and carry his own cross and follow me。 Anyone don't want to follow me, try to save his own life, he lost his life. Lost his life, that means go to hell. Lost his life, that means go to hell, that means destruction. Anyone who try to find your own life, must lose it. Anyone who lost it for Jesus' sake, 所以保罗去到任何一个教会，佢唔传其他，即系传耶稣系基督，即系要一定要圣灵充满，仲传乜嘢啊？佢背十字架，系嘛？咁如果主要背十字架，我哋仆人要唔要背十字架？咪要咯，就系咁样嘅啫嘛。其实我哋只要我哋唔好咩啊，食饭，去叫去餐馆叫苦菜牛肉，阿妈就食牛肉，你就食牛，阿妈就食。 食苦瓜，你就食牛肉，所以你生咁多暗疮。你中意去做自己做嘅嘢，跟住话俾我听，你信耶稣，对唔住，你冇信耶稣啊！主责备呢个牧师啊，有一件事我责备你啊，你失去起初嘅信心啊！你要悔改啊！你唔悔改，你得唔到呢个生命树嘅果子啊！几严厉啊！要唔要悔改啊？ 腳都軟埋啦，唔想改都要改啊！話俾你聽，所以問題就係話一個人睇聖經肯去背啊，腳軟嘅。
我见到嗰啲人乱讲嘢，佢冇睇圣经，佢好够胆噶，佢讲嘢好够胆噶，睇咗圣经你唔敢讲嘅。你话主，求你帮助我啦，我唔想净系啱得救啊，我想得荣耀，你帮助我。嗰啲人苦劝佢，叫佢唔好上耶路撒冷，廿章都冇死啫 ，right？你再继续看，神大大保护他啊！你不行这条路，你看不到主的保护啊！你一直叫什么？哇，自己伤脑筋，血压又高。昨天啊，阿 Ben 问我血压有没有高？看圣经当然不会高啦。我太太说，你快点量下血压啦，去完纽约这么晏才回来，1.27/7好不好？我冲完凉，看完圣经再读，梗系好啦，系嘛？啱啊？喺边度讲噶？30:15啦，以赛亚书，得救系在乎归回安息，一悔改得救，得力系在乎平静安稳。我一坐低，成个人心平静晒。And then understand what God say whatever you say, I'm going to preach to them。所以 Paul 话。John them who follow me. John them. Right? 15:4 Isaiah. 好的，告诉你，我都知道，我都不用说做什么 exercise。老实说，我就算做什么 exercise， 不明白神的旨意，我全在地上都是白占地图。我主啊，如果我老的时候，你不要让我忘记你的说话。诗篇105篇，神说我永远记住他自己的说话。主啊，你帮助我永远记住你的说话，因为你的说话是我的产业来的。And I'm going to get my blessing based on Psalm 119:111. Your statutes are my inheritance.That's why I delight in it. 24. They are my counselor. They tell me what to do. And I know what I'm going to get. I say, God, you're a faithful God. Is that what you promised me? And please give it to me. And Psalm 105, I think word A. God remember his word forever and ever.You remember, you get blessing, man. Psalm 105, verse 8. God remember his covenant forever. The word he commanded, God remember for 1,000 generations.He remember his word, and you remember his word. It's a win-win. When you're in trouble, you know what to pray. You know how to pray. I want to stop here. In conclusion, the Bible tells us that we receive salvation by grace.But after we receive salvation by grace, Paul encouraged us not to receive God's grace in vain. You say, what if I receive God's grace in vain? If I receive God's grace in vain, assuming your name was written in the book of Lamb, then he's going to discipline you. Eventually, your life will be changed. Just like God disciplined Paul. When Paul go to Damascus, he has a lot of companions.All of them wasn't saved. Only Paul was saved. Because his name was written in the book of Lamb. He lived his own life. He lived according to his flesh. He thinks Jesus Christ is a cult. He wanted to destroy this way and destroy all his followers. And God caused him to be blinded. Let him suffer. When he suffer, then he meditate the word of God. He knows God. Once he know God, he carry his own cross. He carry his own cross and go to Jerusalem. He know God even better. When he know God even better, he know knowing God better is good thing. He know how to pray for our brother and sister so that they can know God better. What do you mean by know God better? Not only know him, know his resurrection, have fellowship with him. You know what I mean? Then that's why he say the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, it's a matter of power. That's why he has so much power. When you have so much power, when your family has problem, you lift up your hand and pray, God say, I hear your prayer. Your prayer has been answered. You refuse to listen to him, then he say, are you praying? You know what I mean? Take a look at Isaiah chapter 39. King Hezekiah believed in God, served God faithfully. And then the prophet Isaiah said to him, well, prepare for your funeral. You're going to die. That's what God said. The prophet didn't know how to comfort him. He walked away. And then King Hezekiah prayed to God, I've been faithful in serving you. And I'm going to die young like this? And God said to the prophet Isaiah, go back and talk. Tell the king Hezekiah, I extend his life 50 more years. In a good time, he listened to God. In a time of trouble, he prayed to God. God said, I answer your prayer. You tell me, how many people pray like that and God answered? As far as the Bible is concerned, he's the only one. God's eyes range throughout the whole world and look at whoever believes in him, God going to show him the power. I will come back and continue the Acts chapter 22 because so much good stuff there that I see. I want to share with you. All right? Our Heavenly Father, I pray you have mercy on each and every one of us. Your word save our life. Your word give us strength. Your word give us grace. Your word give us comfort. Lord, I pray that you continue to fill your servant, your maid, all those people who are faithful in serving you with your word, because your word are spirit and are life. Fill each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit, so that when we walk, people look at us, they don't see our old self. They see Christ live in us. This is the glorious life that we can ever live. Same as when Jesus lived on earth, although he's called Son of David, in fact, he's also Son of God because he's so filled with the Holy Spirit. Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 34 saying, those who sent by God will preach God's word. And those who preach God's word will be filled with the Holy Spirit without limit. And that's exactly what happened to Jesus. And now it's exactly what happened to Paul. And his writing is God's command. We give you thanks for writing down such a good book so that we can study it daily and understand and know you and know you better. And help us not only to know you, help us to know you better. Help us not only have life, eternal life, and also help us to have abundant life. We don't just want to have eternal life from you, we want to receive eternal inheritance from you. We want to reign with Jesus Christ forever and ever. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.